This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cam Black, Draven Fine, no Hayden Wallen yet. I'm imagining some train has gotten him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep our eyes peeled on Hayden. Don't worry, buddy. I got the podcast running. How are we today? Thumbs down from Hayden. Okay. What about you, Cam? You good?
I am good. Good start to the week. Can't complain. I'm pumped. Final stretch of the NBA. We get NFL schedule released this week. It's going to be a good week.
What day does the schedule come out?
Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday night it comes out. So.
And we get what? This is the last full week of the NBA, so I guess we play till what? Saturday? Is that right?
Sunday? That's correct.
Other game Sunday? No, so game Saturday. No, there are games Sunday. Okay, so Sunday's the last day. I did see they're going to do all the games like an NFL Sunday.
Nice. Yeah.
Put them all between like 12 and 3:30.
Nice.
Since there's so much playoff implications, so many playoff implications. And then I guess that'll be what, the 15th? 16th?
16th. Yep.
So then it'll be a 2-day break before the play-in game. So, all right. Should be a fun week if you are a basketball fan. And then Wednesday, you said, is the schedule release. So that'll be good.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Looking forward to that.
You'll get to know the order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way things are shaking out.
Trying to make some plans for what games to go to, stuff like that.
How important you guys take into the schedule for your team?
I think the bye week's going to be pretty important this year with the extra game. Like, if you have a really early bye week, you're going to be like, okay, this stinks. But I think it
depends.
Yeah,
week four bye week's going to hit different this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think they're going to push that back a little bit with
the
extra game?
They probably should push it back to at least week five. But
you would think.
I mean, at 16 games, I don't know how much they'd change just for one extra game.
Yeah.
So I take a little bit into it. Like, you don't want to go, like, on a three-week road trip.
Yeah.
3 weeks in a row, you know. There's always they'll always be like one of those West Coast teams that get screwed.
Mm-hmm.
They'll throw a London trip in there and they'll travel like 8,000 miles in like a month.
I'm worried about that for the Falcons. We have a game in London and we have a lot of road games this year, so I'm kind of concerned. So yeah, I hope it's a decent layout.
It's funny you asked that because I was just looking at the Titans schedule before we came on the air. And I was like, oh, man, this schedule's pretty tough.
Yeah,
it's a problem.
FanDuel dropped the over unders on wins too.
Yeah, I saw that. We'll dive into that at some point. But I was looking at the schedule before we came on the air. And I was just like, mm-hmm. Actually, it's kind of tough. This whole first place schedule thing is real.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Draven, you good?
Yeah. It's a big weekend, John. Big weekend for old Draven.
Yeah, you're free of school now.
Yeah. It's officially over. Officially done.
It feels
good.
I missed your graduation. You're all grown up.
I know.
Did you cry?
Was it crazy? Nah.
Did your parents cry?
My mom did.
Yeah?
She boohooed. Oh. Yeah, she did.
At the graduation ceremony or just like in the morning taking pictures and stuff?
She did at the ceremony. That's when she broke down.
Bless her.
I know. Oh. I know.
Right before Mother's Day. Oh, the Mother's Day gift.
I know.
Little baby Draven's all grown up.
It's crazy.
He's a big boy now.
I want to hear about it, though. Tell me about the trip. Let's hear it.
My trip.
Spill the beans. Let's go, Vegas. I mean, come on now.
I think the dry air has killed my sinuses. I've been struggling since I got back. That's been the biggest thing. So if you hear me sneezing or sucking snot, trust me, I don't want to be doing it any more than you want to be hearing it. But I almost caught out this morning. That's how bad I felt when I first woke up. But I fought through it. I'm tough. But, it was the first time I've ever traveled alone. And it was kind of nice. I went Sunday night. Stayed through Saturday morning, and I never walked outside.
Excuse me?
I never Love walked it. Outside.
Who needs outside?
I did not get any fresh air for 6 days.
Was there a specific reason for that, or you just...
No reason. There's nothing outside for me. I ate the same things for lunch and dinner, pretty much. I had a two-place rotation.
Nice. Consistency is key.
That was the thing about being by myself, is I didn't have anybody to impress. Didn't have to worry about, like, broaden my horizons.
Oh, yeah.
Ate Panda Express and this sandwich shop. One day I mixed it. I did mix it Chipotle one day, but...
Wow.
Okay.
I had a rotation. I had a routine. I was like, wake up, grab some breakfast. Every other day I'd go to the gym, get at least run a mile, you know, try to stay somewhat active, although, you know, lifestyle you were living, it was hard to stay too healthy. But then I would come back, play some dice, go back up to the room, take a little bit of a break, a nap, watch some, you know, the midday programming for ESPN. Mm-hmm. And then I'd just go sit down in the sports book and watch basketball. Then afterwards, I'd shoot some dice and go to bed by about 10 o'clock. That was my routine. I did that pretty much every day for 5 days.
Wow.
Pretty much the same thing I'd do if I was in Knoxville, but it was fun. It was.
I was about to say, I mean, did it feel worth it? It doesn't really sound like it.
That's what I wanted to do. I had fun.
There you go. It's all that matters. It's all that matters.
It is all that matters, Cam. I had fun. It was. I wouldn't really call it a vacation. I don't feel refreshed or anything. Nah. Like I said, I'm actually struggling from the air change and the time change. I'm sleepy, so yeah, I don't feel rested, but it's fine. I'll get a vacation, you know, sometime later in the summer. Did you guys miss me?
We did. We did.
Eh? Not really? Okay.
No, I mean, we did. Fun. It was Charlie. You know, Charlie tried to hold it down, but it wasn't the same.
How did Big Chuck do?
Got smoked in trivia.
He got smoked in everything.
I did hear that Big Dumb Charlie got dominated in trivia.
This or that, too. Kind of ugly in itself. He got bodied in everything as well.
16-3 was the trivia score?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Could have been a lot worse, too.
He was like, oh, I didn't know there was a strategy to this. Yeah, and I didn't know how many. I
told him six times.
I told him the rules.
Well, the actual strategy is just like get questions right.
Yeah, he was exactly. He was like, I went for all the hard ones so they couldn't go for the hard ones to get more points.
Oh, so he was just doing all fives and fours?
Yeah, we're like, oh, okay.
Okay. He never stopped at one point. Like, why are these guys going for threes?
Yeah, yeah, nope. It went right over his head, I think, so.
Back to the vacation, though. I was a little surprised. I just thought you'd be, you know.
I've been there.
Really, really just going at it a little bit.
You can't really
going
go
hard.
You can't really go hard by yourself.
Yeah, you can. That's not true.
You get advantage taken of you. Like, the only time I've gone hard by myself was, like, on a cruise and
well,
with
I'm not
my
saying.
Family, and that was, an awkward situation, but at least I had them there to protect me if something happened, if I fell off the boat or something. You get out there and go hard and get in trouble in Vegas. A, you're going to be paying $20 a drink.
Yeah.
And B, like, you're, what are you going to do?
Let me rephrase that. Maybe not go hard in, like, getting in absolutely just blistered, intoxicated, not being able to handle it. I'm just saying, like, you know, go out and about, visit some of the tourist locations.
I've been a lot of times. It's not my first time there.
Okay.
I mean, I've been enough. I just wanted to go, and, you know, I was probably, looking back, and I'm a little surprised I didn't, like, go to the pool.
Maybe go to a different restaurant?
No, I knew I wasn't going to do that. No, I wasn't going to do that. I thought maybe I'd walk across the street and, like, you know, go to a different casino or something, but nope, no reason. Just stayed where I was at. That's the benefit of traveling alone.
Yep.
I did see a car catch on fire from my hotel room. That was kind of
cool.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Just all of a sudden, there's flames outside?
Yeah, like you see on the movies.
Huh,
then it was getting bigger, and you hear like a little bit. I was like, yeah, is it going to explode? Then you hear like a little like explosion, but nothing like crazy.
No.
As a fire truck gets there and blows up, you know, like puts it out. But that was kind of cool. Sweet. Met some interesting characters.
Oh, I bet.
That was the bad part about traveling alone, is that like I didn't have anybody to like, well, okay, we're out of here. So I'm just sitting there.
Yeah, just taking it.
And anybody like turn to and talk to. So just me and this one guy is like standing there next to me, talking to me for 10 minutes. About how like the casino's out to get him, and how they've gotten blacklisted, and how they know he's just a good gambler. He's like, you know, I was trying to put my bets in this kiosk because I guess now you could do like a kiosk instead of going up to the front if you want. So they said, hey, call customer service. He's like, I'm not calling customer service. What for? Blah blah blah. And he's like telling me he's doing like $5 bets. I'm like, I don't think they're. Red flagging you for the $5 bets, bro. And then at one point, then he tells me he's doing $500 parlays to try to win $16,000. I was like, you just told me you're doing $5 bets at all. And then at one point, he just looked at me and said, maybe I'm just paranoid because all the butt I smoked. And I just like, that might be.
Yeah, that's right. It all comes together right there.
Yeah. Just after 5 minutes of talking to me, he's like, yeah, he's like, I smoked a lot of butt. I might just be a little paranoid. I'm like, okay, that checks out.
God, is there anything worse than somebody telling you a story you just don't care about or just keep talking to you like that?
Well, anybody who actually goes to a casino will probably relate to this, but yes, there is something worse. It's the guys who come up and just ruin a good dice game with their $5 bets and confusing the dealers and coming up mid-rolls and just bothering you there. That's the worst people in the Those are the worst people in the world. Those are the worst people in the world. The stories you don't care about, yeah, those suck too. But at least usually it doesn't cost you money. The people coming up and disrupting a good game with no self-awareness, that's to me, that's worse. But all right. Thanks for asking how my trip went. It was fun.
Glad to have you back.
Draven, what's the biggest sports story right now?
Man, where do you start? We got some UT news. Heupel. Cam, we've been saying it all last week.
He's getting momentum a little bit.
We're getting it going a little bit, John. We're getting this Heupel train a-rolling.
I'll let you guys catch me up on that next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, boys, catch me up to speed on the hype train.
He's getting more recruits in here. Get more recruits. I'm sure you may have heard a little bit about, you know, some of the guys we talked about last week. We got that linebacker from Texas, of course.
Juwan Mitchell.
And a couple other guys basically transferring in.
Okay.
But he got a couple more. He got a 2022 commit. He got one of those. I think it was yesterday or the day before. A tight end from Ohio. So he got him coming in, and then I guess the biggest news, literally and figuratively, is a big D tackle transferring in from Kansas. And people are really excited about him and his potential. Big guy, huge guy. I think he's got down to 320, but he came in, they said he came into college at like 370 and had the red shirt to slim down. But he is still at about 320.
So he grabbed us a big boy from Kansas. Okay.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to poo-poo that.
Yeah, more Power 5 experience help, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know how much experience he actually had, you know, at Kansas or whatnot. I mean, he had 2 sacks, right? Is that the number?
Yeah, 16 tackles, 2 sacks. So nothing, like, crazy, of course.
I don't know how good he is. He's better than Kansas, I guess. Like, he knew, he looked around and said, I can at least go somewhere better than this. But I'll say, like, you know, Tennessee just needs all the bodies they can get on defense, especially the defensive line. Absolutely. So, like,
yeah, he's going to be gassed in this defense.
You know, good for him. He'll get a bigger opportunity, and hopefully he can make something of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hope so. And hopefully, you know, he kind of molds into the potential they kind of hope he has.
What was it? That D-tackle from USC as well. Was it Caleb Tremblay?
Okay.
Coming to Tennessee as well. Transfer.
Yeah, get more bodies in there.
Okay, so, yeah, I forgot about him, too. Was that last week?
Yeah, so.
Yeah. So yeah, we're adding some bodies on the defensive side of the ball, trying to beef it up a little bit.
I guess we got the official declaration from Henry To'o.
He's out of here officially.
We kind of knew he was gone. We didn't know where he was going. He ends up going to the enemy.
Traitor.
Alabama. Roll Tide. What do you make of it, Draven?
He was supposed to destroy the Sith, not join it. Star Wars reference. You wouldn't get it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's the Sith? I mean, I've heard of the Sith before.
Sith is basically the bad guys. You know, the guys with the red lightsabers. Darth Vader was a Sith Lord.
Okay.
Turned into a Sith Lord from Anakin.
Okay.
So, that was, you know, Anakin went from the good side to the dark side.
Gotcha.
So
he's basically our Anakin.
What happened to Ohio State? Wasn't that like
that was
indication
a rumor
last
for a
week?
Minute. Yeah. So it kind of surprised me a little bit when this first came out, but also, you know, we kind of knew this was one of the places he was looking at also, so I guess not a huge surprise, but yeah, it does kind of just hurt to see him flip sides like that.
And I kind of think he's going to have an impact on this team. I feel like a lot of people are like, you know, he's not even going to play down in Alabama. It's like, I mean, the dude was still good. Like, I think he may not be a star down there, but I definitely think he's going to be getting on the field.
I don't think they would have taken him if he wasn't going to have some role in some capacity at least. Where even if he is just a rotational guy, like, yeah, I think he will get on the field. And, you know, I don't know if impact is the word I use, but he'll be out there. I think he'll be out there for them.
It's going to be a real testament to coaching, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we obviously know Alabama has the best coaches in the country, or at least some of the best coaches in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. We saw, you know, Henry's limitations here at Tennessee, but I'll be interested to see how he develops, A, with more talent around him.
Yep.
But B, just with better coaching.
And they may be able to hide some of those weaknesses a little better than, you know, we did. Especially with the better talent around him, you may not have to ask him to do as much all around. So,
and it just won't matter. I mean, like, we won't notice him really until the playoff.
Yep.
Whenever they're going against good teams.
Yep.
He'll be fine in the SEC against most of the teams. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, like, he's not going to be costing them games. But, you know, you look back, was the guy's name Borland from Ohio State?
Yep.
Like, he was a guy that I think is similar to Henry T a little bit. Like, he actually, like, cost them the game, or was trying to cost them the game against Alabama. Like, he just couldn't cover anybody.
Yeah, couldn't keep up at all. But
maybe not fair to single him out, but, like, you know, that's when you notice him, like, oh, yeah, he's not very fast.
Yeah.
He's not very good in coverage. Like, we'll see. Like, I would imagine there'll be a moment where someone's just exploiting him across the middle, but we'll see. How do we feel? Hold ill will? We mad at Hank? Going to the enemy, this was something I said to be careful about whenever we were like, hey, we want this 1 year transfer waiver. Like, it was fine when we were trying to get Cade Mays from Georgia, but I said, you know, one of our beloved players ends up at Florida or Alabama, like, we'll see how we feel about it. And now you had, you know, maybe the most beloved guy the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, Tennessee. It's kind of hurt a lot of people, you know, kind of, especially, you know, him going there of all places. I think people had already kind of come to grips with him leaving. But then you see Alabama, and you're like, oh, man, really? That, of all places, you had to go there? And I think a lot of people were kind of just hoping he'd head back out to where he's from, out west over there, and, you know, we wouldn't have to play him, and you could wish him the best and be like, hey, well, yeah, do your thing, man. But
that's my thing when it comes to Henry Toa. Like, I don't, you know, whatever. At this point, you got to do what's best for you. Like, if you looked and you saw Trey Smith go draft in the 6th round, if I'm Henry T, I'm like, hey, if I want to be in the NFL, I got to go somewhere better.
Yep.
Like, let's face it, Tennessee's not putting guys in the pros right now. Or at least, like, you know, it's harder to stand out at Tennessee when you're getting smashed, especially on defense, when you see what's going to happen here. Obviously, Alabama has a long track record, you know, recently of putting 10 guys in the NFL basically every year.
Yep.
At least. I don't blame him for wanting to go somewhere and try to get ready. You know, like you guys said, going to Alabama, that's tough. But at the same time, like, what's it going to matter?
Yeah, in the grand scheme of stuff,
Like, the picture of him smoking cigars will be annoying.
Yep.
That'll be tough to see, but we had to watch Butch Jones do that. And it'll never be worse than watching Butch Jones do it.
Yep.
As an intern.
Not doing anything.
Right. It'll never be worse than having to watch him smoke cigars. So, like, you know, Henry going down there and doing it, whatever.
It's not like he's going to change, like, the way that game would have played out, though.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like, Tennessee was going to be bad next year, or at least, you know, compared to Alabama, be bad next year with or without him. You could give us 10 Henry T's, and it wouldn't have mattered.
Yep.
I will say that, like, I was pretty perturbed at some of the players in the Instagram comments on his announcement. That kind of annoyed me.
Well, I didn't even see what they were saying.
What was said?
You always have Brian Maurer. You know, you always have Brian Maurer wanting to wanting to tweet. You have Bryce Thompson going back and forth arguing with fans. Congrats, brother. Obviously, tune out the butthurt fans. Do what you do best. And then you have people just, you know, arguing back and forth with him.
Lord.
Which I don't know if I look at it from Bryce Thompson's standpoint of like, okay, does this guy know what's best for him? You know, went undrafted, left early, obviously had the off-the-field issues here. Or is Bryce Thompson, can he be someone that speaks from experience? Like, hey, if I'd have gone somewhere else, if I'd have been in Alabama last year, like, I maybe would have not gone undrafted. Is he coming at it from a standpoint of like, hey, Tennessee actually held me back?
I think he's just kind of like understanding as like a camaraderie kind of thing. Like, hey, I played side by side with you. Like, you're my brother, man. Like, hoping the best for you. Like, if this is what you think's right, go for it. Like, ignore the haters. Do what you want to do. I think it's kind of like that because he probably does feel like Tennessee held him back, though. You know, going undrafted and stuff like that, and you know, coming in as a pretty highly respected, like, you know, prospect.
Well, he obviously didn't seem to care much about the fans. He kind of made that evident. Then you just have a lot of, like, you know, players that are on the team now just giving him hearts and congratulations.
Well, it's like, other than just, like, the love for the Orange, love for UT, like, what is, like, Henry T. O. to UT, you know? Like, what is, like, well, like you guys said, if anything, it's just kind of
I kind of find it funny
a little bit for at least his future.
That he went and just, like, you know, a little state over right there when wasn't the whole narrative when he was here and, you know, kind of up in the air and if he wanted to come back, but he was homesick?
Yeah, that's from the. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Like, he didn't want to be here from the basically the time he got here.
Yeah.
Like, for the moment he got off campus, it was, you know, rumored that he wanted to be gone, like, back to the West Coast.
Yeah. So that's why I was kind of like, oh, okay. Alabama, I thought you were homesick of the West. You're going to go to an even more southern state, I feel like. You know.
I will say that homesickness kind of went by the wayside the last year, and then it kind of turned into, hey, it's a business. Like, it kind of turned into, like, his dad wants him to go somewhere where he can, you know, do the best for his future. That's what it kind of turned into. Like, you know, it was really like his dad's like, hey, we got to go somewhere. We should have went to Alabama in the first place, I believe was his quote.
Yeah. I think you're right.
But like I said, to me, I was a little disappointed at just some of the Instagram comments. Bryce Thompson, whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of felt like, what do we do? Like, we had Josiah giving him the heart, which just made people upset. It's one thing that's a football player, like, Josiah, you're going to do this? You're supposed to be our guy? You're leading
this
team.
What do you want him to do? You want him to be
not
like...
comment, bro.
Screw you, man. Like, you're leaving us. You're going to the rival.
I don't know. Just, like, don't comment. Log off.
Your girl moved on. She found somebody better. That's what this is. Simply enough.
Exactly. I wouldn't want my boys commenting, like, oh, big ups, fam. Good job. Hope you guys are happy. Hope you guys get married. I wouldn't want to see that, right? I mean, like, I wouldn't want my boys commenting on my girl's new post. Let me upgrade you.
Yeah.
As the caption, or something about that, like about how, you know, this new place is better than me. Like, I wouldn't want my boys to even like it.
I feel like in this situation,
damn sure don't comment with, like, hearts and muscles. Like y'all, power up.
Wouldn't the boys be as close as the girl, though, in this situation?
I would
like,
say
aren't
it's
these
not
guys
even like,
closer, as close to Henry T?
That's
like,
fine. You still don't comment on it.
I'd say it's more like the girl's friends, but you were also friends with.
Yeah.
If it's like, hey, congratulations, I mean, yeah, it's not going to feel good, but also it's like, I can't really tell them to not support their friend, I guess.
We're down bad. Yeah. We got no money. We got no assets. We got nothing. The other guy's got big house, nice car. He's got everything going for him, John. Like, what do you expect?
I'm not blaming.
Like, you can't be sitting here.
No. I'm sitting here saying I don't blame Tuo for wanting to go here and be in a better situation. I don't blame him for that.
I think the players that go here, Josiah, probably sees it the same. Don't you think he thinks, like, yeah, football team is garbage. Like, good luck, buddy.
You think that's just like, I would have been gone.
Yeah, like, literally. That's...
I don't know. Like, I just think, like, the optics of it, like, is basically like, hey, we like that you're going somewhere better. And, again, I get it from certain players. Like, Bryce Thompson wouldn't say that. Whatever. Like, we don't care about Bryce Thompson. Like,
he's not here anymore.
We're not going to be running out him in the Ring of Honor anytime soon. We're not going to be thinking fondly back to his days here. Like, it's not going to happen.
Yep.
Tyler Barron, whatever. If Henry was your, you know, one of your leaders on your team and, you know, helped you as a young player, whatever. That's fine. I'm just surprised that Josiah was in there doing it, kind of as the leader of a basketball team. And again, you got his phone number.
Yeah, I could just text him, yeah.
Like, Velus Jones, like, love to see it. Muscle, heart, 100. Like, do you have to do that?
Okay, maybe, yeah, that's what could be a little much. Love to see you leaving the team behind.
like, do you have to do that? Like, can you not just be like, hey, like, go ball out or, like, send a text? Like, if you guys are actually friends, like, hey, just good luck. Love you. Like, I don't know. Again, maybe I'm looking too much into it.
Yeah, I think you are. Again, these guys are all pretty good friends, close, whatever. Like, they're going to comment on Instagram posts. That's just how it. That's how it goes.
Yeah,
no matter what the post is.
Yeah, but to me, it's just, again, it's like, you got to know the optics.
Yeah, you feel like the Kojic staff would have been like, hey, if he once he posts like where he's going, like, you could text him, whatever, but try not to make it seem like he's going to a better situation.
It just feels like we're like dancing that. Around like around eggshells here. Like, why? Like, we know he was going to leave, like you said. We kind of knew that from the beginning. We know our football program is terrible, and we knew he was going to go somewhere better. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah, I know, but it's Alabama.
Yeah.
And, like, we know Alabama's better. 100%. I don't know. I was just a little surprised. Josiah, what are you doing, buddy? Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Henry T. stabbed us in the back. Just gutted us.
You feel that close of a connection to Henry T? Does it hurt that much that he's leaving?
No, no, no. I mean, again, I don't blame him for leaving.
Right.
I don't blame him.
I shouldn't know how close he was to the fan base because people were upset, so I didn't really know. But it also kind of, I mean, you know,
personally,
like he was here that long. The impact.
I feel like he is. I feel like he's overrated. I feel like I've said that a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he's one of Tennessee's best players, but that's not saying much to me, especially on defense. Like, I thought that, you know, after his freshman year, maybe he was going to be one of the all-time greats here at Tennessee, but it is what it is. It didn't. Do we lose power?
I guess it flickered there
for
a minute.
Quick second. Is our internet gone now, probably?
Yeah, Periscope is frozen.
Yeah, the internet just dropped.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, but. Ooh. It's not even storming, is it?
It's dark outside.
I don't even think it's supposed to rain today, though.
I don't know. It's dark outside. I thought it was supposed to have, like, storms all day, but I don't know.
Just says cloudy right now.
Yeah, it's supposed to just be cloudy all day. Interesting. But, yeah, weird flicker there. Yeah, no, he kind of just, like, flatlined a little bit after that freshman year. Like, he didn't really do anything crazy after that point.
Got off to a good start this year, didn't he? What was it, that pick six
against
South Carolina?
The play against South Carolina was the highlight of his career, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And at that point, it looked like, okay, we got some good options here. We got a good player. Mm-hmm. This is all going well. And the next thing you know, boom, it's over. He's at Alabama.
Do you think he even starts at Alabama? Do you think he's like every down linebacker or just kind of a guy that rotates in?
I think he'll be an early down guy. I still don't think he can cover, so I think they're going to have somebody out there that you know, is better equipped on those like third and longs.
Yeah, that'll be the question, Draven. You know, is how long he's on the field for. You know, where does he go in the rotation? If he plays two downs every series, like Cam said, then it comes off the field, like, you know, in passing situations. That's probably still enough to get him drafted.
Yeah. Oh, I would think so, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, that's kind of what Rashawn Evans did, I feel like. I mean, Rashawn Evans isn't very strong in coverage.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that would be kind of where he's going to have to lean in Alabama's system because I think that coaching staff is smart enough and stuff like that where they're not going to put him in a bad situation if they have a better option to play. And they're not going to put themselves in that situation. Like, what's the point of having a coverage liability out there if you know you got somebody that can do it better or, you know. So I don't think they'll have him out there in passing stuff and, you know, kind of just hide his weakness. And I think it would still be enough to get him drafted.
I mean, how much of the coverage thing is coaching too, though? Because, like, you know, we talked about it all year. Like, over the middle is always a big issue. It's like, I mean, to a certain point, it feels like that should be like a coaching thing, right?
Yeah, coaches can put you in, you can be put in a better situation that can, like, hide that you're not great. And like, yeah, if he's just absolute garbage in man coverage, yeah, maybe have him sitting in the zone a little bit, stuff like that. Or if he's not great at zone. You know, have his zone. He has to cover smaller, simpler, you know, something where he just has to hit the flats or something basic, you know. But at the same time, like, sometimes you either have it or you don't.
I still need an explanation as to how they were so bad in coverage last year. Like, how they couldn't stop a slant all season.
They would just leave them. I think they just had them, like, I can't even really explain it. I would need to go back and kind of watch the, like, coverage as a whole to see what they were doing. But,
and that's the most frustrating part about, like, just bad coaching, right? It's just when you see the same thing just over and over just keeps happening.
Like, cover three is pretty susceptible to, you know, some stuff over the middle, things like that. Also, of course, like, man, if they can't handle their men and they're just running in routes, you're gonna lose guys being open there. But if you're in some of these other coverages, like, it shouldn't be that hard to at least have somebody semi there. Like, I'm not saying you need to stop every slant route. Like, that's not a thing, but.
I mean, like, tell me if I'm wrong, but like, Henry T's, like, I kind of saw him, at least early. I mean, he's shown this athleticism, too. He's a little bit more of just like a third-down linebacker, right? He's a little bit undersized, just a little bit. I feel like he would be that more of a cover linebacker, if anything, just because he is really quick and explosive. But.
Yeah, he's athletic. He's quick, but he's not fast. So, like, man coverage, I definitely, like, he's probably not ever going to excel at that or anything. Yeah. But he should be able to hold his own in a zone, you know.
But, yeah, the real question is, though, who would you guys rather have, Juwan Mitchell or Henry T.?
Oh, yeah, I guess, Tennessee grabbed him a linebacker as well last week, right?
So I guess that's did. Yeah. No direct replacement there.
I mean, I feel like Henry T is better than him.
I would think so, too. Like I said, I don't know a ton about that guy as far as.
Or you could say, I just want the people who want to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy's coming here willingly. Henry T was here and didn't even want to be here in the first place.
I just want people that want to be here. That's who I want.
That's what's important.
If you don't want to be a Vol, get to stepping. And that's what is that's what has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to step. Lots of people are stepping.
We've been doing good in the transfer portal, though.
Yeah. We're going to get some people in there.
Getting some buys. I don't know if anybody's any good or not. Yeah, but
Heupel's get people in at least.
Yeah, we'll see. We're getting bodies at least.
We were worried about him even getting anybody, so. And at least it's not like we're taking people from, like, FCS transfers or anything. Like, we're getting guys that played, you know.
I will say Kansas is probably FCS. I mean that's an FCS program.
Basically.
I mean, I know they're not, but they are. But, I mean, yeah, the lineman you got from USC, you know, linebacker from Texas. Anybody else I'm missing?
Receiver from Mississippi State.
Yeah, we got that receiver from Mississippi State last week.
The guy from in-state, right?
Javonte Payton, right? It was Payton, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm getting some of those in-state guys to return home. Let's get some bodies in here. Getting some bodies in here.
Well, I guess that's a win.
We'll take it at this one, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you knew you were losing Henry. So, like I said, that wasn't a surprise. Although it did seem at some points that, like, people were trying to make you think he was coming back. I think back to the VolQuest reports, like, well, he wouldn't just be coming into town just to get his stuff. And then he came into town just to get his stuff.
Literally.
Yeah. I feel like you have to come into town to get your stuff. Yeah. So.
He wouldn't be coming all the way back just to get his stuff. And that's exactly what he did.
Quick pit stop.
But, like, I don't think Tennessee, you know, you can look at it one of two ways. You can look at it and say Tennessee's linebackers last year were awful. Like, I don't think losing Henry T or Corvarius Crouch is, like, you know, that big of a deal just simply because I don't think the linebackers were any good last year.
Yeah.
I agree.
That is the thing. Like, how many more wins is Henry T really going to get you?
None. I mean, probably. Like, I mean, and Crouch could barely turn. I mean, you know, he was definitely not a five-star. Like, he wasn't who you thought.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at it that way, or you could say, well, linebackers are pretty terrible, and, like, those guys were the best you had, so, like, you know, next year it's going to be even worse. Time will tell. Time will tell. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. All right, so enough Tennessee football news. What do we got? Big baseball series coming up this weekend after Tennessee gets the sweep. That was a big sweep of Missouri. Mm-hmm. You were supposed to sweep, and you swept.
Yeah, handle business. That's what good teams do. They handle business.
I'm a little upset. I thought we should have passed up Mississippi State on the D1 rankings.
So the new rankings came out. Where is Tennessee at?
We were at 4, and Mississippi State was at 3, which they were ahead of us. I believe we were 5, and they were 4 last week. But they also lost Sunday to South Carolina, I believe.
South Carolina?
Yep.
Well, Missouri's terrible.
Yeah, they are terrible. But still,
I don't think you should get that much credit for sweeping a team that was that bad. Like, if you'd have lost any of those games, it would have been a bad loss. It would have been Tennessee's worst conference loss. Not their worst loss, because they lost to, like, what, Lipscomb?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the worst loss of the year. But, you know, I thought in the SEC, they're the worst team. So Tennessee needed a sweep, and they got a sweep, and they got a break. They got a blessing from Mother Nature, as Vanderbilt had their Sunday game against Alabama canceled. So if you check the standings right now, Tennessee a half game up over Vanderbilt, and you know Vanderbilt and Alabama won't be making that game up. So Tennessee has the potential to beat them by half a game in the East.
That'd be so clutch.
The problem is, like, Tennessee plays the number one. Is Arkansas still number one in D1 baseball? Where are they at in the rankings?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, okay. They were number one.
Number one Arkansas comes into town this weekend. I bought my ticket, so I'm going on Friday. I'm going to go check them out.
Nice.
They opened up. It seemed as if Tennessee is going damn near full capacity.
All right, that's right.
As many tickets as they opened up. So
really?
Yep. I was able to get a big group of tickets. So we'll be there, and that'll be the first game I've gone to all year, and hopefully I'm the good luck charm. And it's a big series for Tennessee.
You got to replace the legends over there, John. You got to bring the energy, bring that intensity.
Will they be gone since they graduated?
Yeah. Oh, did you not see that?
They said goodbye?
Yeah, they basically like tweeted out a whole long message,
what?
Just like listing out their goodbye, saying,
what?
Some of us have to go home. Some of us have to go to work.
You got
to
go home.
You are.
You got to go to work.
You have a responsibility. To this baseball team. I can't believe they've done this.
Yeah.
They what? They said goodbye?
Yeah, they did. Go look on their Twitter.
Cowards. right when you're needed the most?
I'd say, yeah, this is it. This is prime time.
This is the biggest series of the year. I mean, I know Vanderbilt is probably bigger, but when you get to where you're at, like in the season, I mean, this is bigger. It's not your rival or by any means. I understand that, but like, you are. Is this the last last series of the year? No, they still got South Carolina next weekend.
Let's say there's one more to cap it off.
I believe we end the season at South Carolina. So yeah, we play Arkansas this weekend, the number one team in the country, and then you're at South Carolina at the end of the season next weekend.
Okay.
But this is huge.
Yeah, it is huge.
I guess they're getting ready to announce like who's getting to host these these regionals, right?
Oh, when is that?
I believe I saw it was this week, I thought.
Oh, okay.
So you get an idea of, if Tennessee is going to be able to do that. If you're looking, guess what? Who does Vanderbilt have this weekend in baseball? Do we know?
Let's see. Not sure.
Ole Miss. Where's Ole Miss ranked? They're a top-level team, right?
Let's say, I don't think
they're pretty
bad.
Good. I'm pretty sure they're a pretty solid team.
I thought. Do you have the rankings still
pulled
up?
Yeah, I was about to say. I got Ole Miss. They're 14-10 in conference, 33-14 overall. So.
Okay.
Okay. Solid enough, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's still good in the SEC. Like, there'll still be a top 25 team with those numbers. For some reason, I thought they were like a top 10 team this year. Maybe they were, and then they've kind of.
Fell off a little bit.
Lost some games, yeah. But, I mean, they're still third in the West out there.
Okay.
Like I said, 14-10 in the SEC is good.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky also helped us this weekend by at least taking one off of Florida to kind of keep them off your heels because, they were nipping at you.
Yeah.
Trying to pass you. All right. Tennessee.
Love to see it.
I'm sad about the legends. They're not going to be there. They're just packing up and going home, huh?
Pretty much.
I can't believe it.
See you later.
I can't believe they've done this.
Is it a little soft? I hear on the drive, Russ and them, they kept saying it is a soft move that they wouldn't do that back in their day. Would you think there's some truth to that?
Around.
You do think it is a little soft?
Like, unless you have like legit job in a different city, if it's, you know, you have to be at right day after graduation, I feel like you got some time to come out at least for this series.
Got to go home to see the family. Like, come on, fam could wait a couple more weeks, right?
I guess like their housing situation.
That would be the one thing. If you're living in a dorm, you obviously can't stay.
I'm sure
in the
they
dorm
know somebody whose
summer.
Couch they could crash on for a week.
Surely those legends were all upperclassmen, right? Surely they're not living in dorms. They were living like frat houses, though, right?
Yeah, probably.
You get kicked out of frat houses when the semester's over?
I think so, but I mean,
I know there's like a
there's probably period. Some like living arrangements you can kind of work around. I'd say where you can still stay over the summer.
I guess you wouldn't go through all that trouble just for one more series.
Yeah. By the way, Ole Miss is ranked. They're 17th.
Okay, I was gonna say I thought they were top 10.
They were. They were 11th last week. I don't know if they lost or something. This was on Baseball America rankings.
Got the internet back up and running, Draven. If you want to go ahead and refire up the Periscope.
Yep. Sweet.
Fix this camera.
Huh. I'm pumped, though, to be in attendance. Tennessee's
going
to get
should be fun.
The second run, a second chance at the number one team in the country. You know, Vanderbilt was number one that came in, and now Arkansas, who's 36-9 overall.
Huge.
I hope Tennessee beat the hell out of Missouri enough this weekend that way Tony Vitello would look and say, oh, yeah, I have zero interest in going back home to there.
That would be nice.
No, thanks. 12-32. Why would I do that whenever I'm 37-11?
Yeah, why start a rebuild, Tony? Stick it out.
You don't want to do that.
Mm-mm.
You don't want to go through that, Tony.
Not worth it.
Although, on the other hand, like, you know, the way Tennessee beat them, like, I would imagine that manager's getting fired.
Yeah.
100%, you know, from Missouri.
Yeah.
Is this the biggest series in Tennessee baseball history? I've seen some people framing it that way.
Say that again, Kev.
Is this upcoming series the biggest series in UT baseball history? I've seen a lot of people kind of framing it that way.
Wouldn't the Vandy game still be a little bit bigger, just that kind of rivalry, too? And also, Vandy's always just been so good. That's like the one kind of sport, sport they had.
I mean, the timing makes it more significant, I would say.
Yeah, because you come down the stretch.
I mean, because that Vanderbilt series was what, last month, in the middle of April, basically?
Yep. April 16th.
Yeah, yep. And now you are, as Cam said, coming down the stretch, and you're in first place right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to hold on to that, so.
I would still probably give the edge to the Vanderbilt series, but you lost it, so if Tennessee wins 2 out of 3, then I'll say yes. I don't know what the goal is. Is the goal just to get one game? I don't know what Arkansas' strength is. Do they have the – obviously they don't have the pitching that Vanderbilt does.
Mm-hmm.
No one does, in terms of the pitching Vanderbilt does. Will this be as tall of a task? You're not going up against two of the top three draft picks.
Yeah, I feel like you should feel more. You should feel more comfortable with the possibility of getting some runs this weekend. I'm assuming they're just really well rounded all across the board.
But in terms of Tennessee's chances of winning the entire SEC, this is a big series because Arkansas has to play Florida next weekend too.
Mm.
So they're in first place of tied with Tennessee right now, but it is a situation where they have two of the two top 10 teams they have to play.
So you basically need, I guess you need them to go almost worse than, you just got to win the game up over these next six, one more than them, I guess.
Vandy is also lurking. Mississippi State's only a game behind, so it's jumbled up. It's not a two-team race by any means, but it's, I don't even know. Do we celebrate winning the SEC regular season?
Time we've done it?
Well, I'm not gonna. Well, I would say it's been, 15 years since we've done it. I would imagine it'd be the years that Tennessee went to the World Series. Maybe I don't even know if they won the SEC those years either. I don't know. Is it a big accomplishment, or is it something you celebrate? I take that back. I know it's a big accomplishment. The SEC is by far the best conference in baseball. I just didn't know. Do you get a I know we don't hang. Do we have banners? I guess. We have maybe pennants you put up there somewhere. I don't know. I'm pumped though. I'm excited to be there Friday.
Since, I think, 94, 95, somewhere in there.
Really?
Hmm.
Since we won the SEC.
Is that the regular season? Or
regular season. Was the last time we did was 94, 95 season.
Wow, okay.
We went back-to-back in 93, 94, and 94, 95.
Okay.
And we won the post-tournament champions 3 years in a row then. Wow. We won the eastern side of the tournament from 92 to basically 95. Huh. But, yeah, it would be first time since then that we, I think we won the regular season
make
title.
Make a big deal out of this. I think we should have a banner. We should celebrate. We should, you know, invest a little bit into the baseball
team.
I'm
going to be there. I'll be there.
Okay.
We've only done it three times in history.
I'm painting up. I'm ready to go.
You painting up?
No, I'm not painting up. I'm too old to go paint up.
What do you mean? You
30.
Never
I'm over
too
30.
Old to paint up?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
What's the age cutoff to paint up?
24. And then you can do it again whenever you're like 68. It becomes funny if you paint up when you're 68.
So you got that just that window, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, only three times in history have we ever won the regular season SEC championship.
For college athletics. Now, pros, I might give you a little bit longer of a window.
There you go, yeah.
That's any age for pros.
One you could guy be a, wears, puts tight and I was getting an arrow sign pointing up. That could work.
Yeah.
End of Hour 1 is brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking. Kraft Axe Throwing is located minutes from downtown Knoxville. It's the perfect date night or night out with your boys or girls. Hit the kids. Go throw some axes. Remember, promo code FANRUN, one word, for 15% off your booking. KraftAxeThrowing.com. Hour 1 in the books, hour 2 on deck. It's Talk Sports on FANRUN Radio. Your pet.